Father, we bless your name this morning. We honor you. You are the Lord. You will never change. We bless your name for your grace, for your mercy. O Lord, for your love over us. We honor you. We thank you. We say you are the Lord and that is your name. Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. You are good. You are kind. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. You are the Lord and you are God forever. Oh, your glory you will never share with any graven image. You are God and you are God alone. Father, we thank you. You are God over everything, for our times and our season. Oh Lord, we honor you. Thank you for your grace over our life, over our family, over our businesses, over our ministry. You are good and you are kind, oh Lord. And above all, thank you for salvation. We honor you. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. And this morning, we are before you, O Lord. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace. I want you to honor him for his good and his kind. Bless the name of the Lord for his love over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my portion. I declare today that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my life that the grace of the Lord is upon me. I declare that every tokens of the evil one is frustrated over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination over my life that will stand. In the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken over this day is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare therefore that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am not trapped in the darkness of this day. Though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, oh, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, darkness has no place in my life, because today I show forth, I shine forth, I bring forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord established a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I silence every language of infirmity, every word of sickness and diseases. I silence you over my life, over my home, over my children. I silence you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that I go from glory to glory. I move from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord today, the Lord provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The glory of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. I declare over you this day, no evil will befall me. I declare that all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the favor of the Lord covers me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. His grace is evidence upon me. As I go today, my life manifests the blessings of the Lord. I am blessed. This day, you are a blessing to me and I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, the glory of the Lord radiates upon my life. In the name of Jesus, my going out and coming in is with blessing and with testimony. In the name of Jesus, the Lord order my steps today. In the name of Jesus, my steps are guided by the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will lift me up in their hands so that I will not dash my foot against the stone. The hand of the Lord is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord grant me speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this day, the Lord do for me what I cannot do for myself. In the name of Jesus, the Lord do in a moment what I have been striving and laboring for years. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Let me quickly remind us of our prayer launch tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, the 11th of September. We are going to gather together to pray. Pray for ourselves. Pray concerning our lives. Pray according to the leading of the Spirit of the Lord. The prayer launch is tomorrow by 12 noon, 12 in the afternoon. It's going to be a wonderful experience for us as we come together to call upon the name of the Lord. And I believe that the Lord, our God, is the God that establishes word, that confirms his word with the signs that follow. The program is 12 noon, same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena, Songo, along Songo Eleeli Road. I'll be expecting you as we come together to bless the name of the Lord. This morning, by the grace of God, we are still going to continue in prayer. I want to believe you had time to pray over our prayer points yesterday. Yesterday, we asked, we prayed that the Lord would do in a moment that which we cannot do by ourselves, that the Lord would do it in a moment for us. We read from the book of 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. Of course, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 is our anchor scripture for this month of September. The scripture says, call unto me. So this month, we are calling unto the Lord, and we expect him, as he has promised in his word, to answer us and to show us great and mighty things. Oh, the Lord is going to give you revelation this month of September. He will open your eyes so that you will see in the name of Jesus. We prayed yesterday that the Lord would do for us in a moment. The man of God gave them prophecy. There was this issue in Samaria at that time, and the man of God gave them prophecy. He said, by this time tomorrow, the Lord did for them in a moment what has been a problem of years unto them. So we prayed, and I want to believe you have prayed. If you have not, and if the Spirit of the Lord is still impressing it upon you, continue to pray. We are still going to pray this morning. Our anchor scripture still remains Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I want you to read with me the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 12 verse 10. There is an event that happened here. Let me give you the background of this event. Peter was thrown into the prison. The church came together and they prayed for Peter. Now, if you read from verse 7, the angel of the Lord came into the prison where Peter is being held. The angel of the Lord smote him on the side and his chains. Acts of Apostles chapter 12 verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And his chain fell off from his hand. This is where our first prayer point is going to come from. And his chain fell off from his hand. Now go to verse 10. And when they were past the first and second world, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them. Let me go back again and read. Iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. We have two prayer points to pray from this place. The first one is in verse 7. The angel of the Lord woke Peter up. He told him to rise up quickly. The next line says, and his chain fell off his hand. There was no way, even though it was the angel that came to bring him out of the prison, there is no way he could walk with the chains on his hand and on his feet. I want you to pray today. Every chain holding me down, that I break you off in the name of Jesus. I want you to arise and pray this morning that every chain that is holding me down, listen to me, the chain that is holding you down could be something from your lineage. It could be something that the enemy has put around your life. It could be something that is in the place where you live. It could be something that is in the place where you walk. It could be anything that is causing your life to remain at a point that is holding your life down. The light from the presence of the Lord is coming upon you. The Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you. The hand of the Lord will break off that chain and over your life in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, every chain of limitation that is holding me down from any angle in the name of Jesus, you have broken off my hand today in the name of Jesus. I declare that the blood of Jesus break them off. In the name of Jesus, every chain of limitation that is from my lineage that has become an occurrence, that has become a cycle, in the name of Jesus, you are broken by the blood of Jesus over my life. Every chain that is holding me down, that is making my journey to be in circle, that there is no definite advancement, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the blood of Jesus and I command you broken today in the name of Jesus. I want you to take that prayer and break every chain of the enemy over your life in the name of Jesus. The second prayer that I want you to go with as you go out today is in that verse 10. And when they were past the first and the second word, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. The gate has no choice but to lift up itself and to open for them of its own accord. Oh, I want you to declare, stand by the word of the Lord, that in the name of Jesus, every gate that has been closed against me, I command you to open in the name of Jesus. As I come in the name of the Lord, every gate in the name of Jesus, I command you to open unto me in the name of Jesus. Gates that has been shut. Oh, the scripture says in the book of Psalm 24 from verse 7, the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Oh, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, is the one that leads my life. Oh, I command you, every gate, everlasting gate, I command you be open in the name of Jesus, because it is the Lord that holds my hand and leads me on. It is the Lord of hosts that goes ahead of my battle. In the name of Jesus, I command you gate open in the name of Jesus. Oh, every gate that has been shut against me, in the name of Jesus, open. Doors that I have knocked that refuse to open, in the name of Jesus today, on your own accord, for the Lord of hosts is the one that leads me, on your own accord, you will open unto me in the name of Jesus. I am no longer caged. I am no longer held down. My journey is no longer in circle in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare this prayer upon your life today. Have time to pray that the Lord open gates unto you, that the Lord will silence every evil gatekeepers, and that the gates will open unto you on its own accord in the name of Jesus. I am delivered today. My gates are open. The gates that leads to my opportunity is open in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord silence every gatekeeper. The Lord render them powerless. They are paralyzed. My gate is open in the name of Jesus. I walk through it and I attain that which the Lord has prepared for me in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus. Your chains are broken in the name of Jesus. Every delay over your life in the name of Jesus, they are broken over your life in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you down, stagnation around your life, is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare this morning that every gate that has refused to open, you have knocked, you have tried everything. I declare the Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord of hosts is standing before you. The King of glory is standing. Therefore, you gate, lift up your head, everlasting gate, gate that has refused to open for them in your lineage, gate that has refused to open for me in my lineage. I command them to be open unto you in the name of Jesus. You walk through the gates. You walk through the gates in glory, in the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you as you go today. The grace of the Lord is upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me remind you of the program that I told you about the other time. The program is tomorrow by 12 noon. We are going to come together. It's a prayer launch. We are going to come together and we are going to pray. We are going to enjoy the presence of the Lord. His grace will be upon your life in Jesus' name. Beloved, remember, the Lord is coming. Our Lord cometh. Prepare yourself for his coming. And for you that you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus loves you so much. Give your life to Him. Be a part with us that is preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.